Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Today is Tuesday, October 20th. What to know about the COVID-19 relief talks and the latest deadline to come up with a compromise. And what President Trump said about the nation's top infectious disease expert. Also, we'll explain the new rules expected at this week's presidential debate. Plus, a recent milestone for air travel, a new warning you might see on Disney Plus, and a dicey mission in space to capture a piece of the past. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Time is running out for Congress to pass the next coronavirus relief package if they want to get it done before Election Day. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says if a relief bill is going to get approved in the next 2 weeks, then a deal between Democrats and the White House needs to be reached by tonight. A top Pelosi aide says she set that deadline to show Americans that Washington is serious about reaching a timely bipartisan agreement. Though the White House chief of staff told Fox Business Network he thinks Pelosi is just playing politics. Either way, Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin do say they're getting closer to a compromise. They met again yesterday and plan to continue talks today as well. On a call with other House Democrats, Pelosi said there are three key sticking points that the two sides keep getting hung up on: how much money to give state and local governments, how much money to give child care facilities, and how to structure a national plan for coronavirus testing and contact tracing. There have been concerns that even if Democrats do reach a deal with the White House negotiators, that it might not pass in the Republican-controlled Senate. The latest offer from the Trump administration was a measure worth $1.8 trillion, though some congressional Republicans have resisted any plan more than $1 trillion, and they say since they can't all agree, something smaller should be better than nothing. Over the weekend, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell did say if there's a deal between the White House and Pelosi, that the Senate will at least consider it. To be continued. President Trump is stepping up his attacks against the nation's top infectious disease expert. Specifically, the president said Dr. Anthony Fauci is a, quote, disaster, and that people are, quote, tired of hearing Fauci and these idiots, all these idiots who got it wrong. Trump says Americans just want to be left alone. These comments came the same day the U.S. COVID-19 death toll topped 220,000. Trump reportedly said all of this during a call with campaign staff on Monday, but reporters from several news organizations were allowed to listen in. And after that call, Trump kept up the insults on Twitter, saying Dr. Fauci needs to make better decisions. The criticism does not totally come out of nowhere. Fauci, who is part of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, was on CBS's 60 Minutes over the weekend. And in that interview, Fauci said he was not surprised to hear Trump got COVID-19 because of how often he's seen the president in crowded rooms with almost no one wearing a mask. Fauci has also openly complained about being featured in a Trump campaign ad, saying his comments were taken out of context and that he would never endorse any candidate, not even a current president, in an election race. Dr. Fauci has advised six different presidents, though he's never been in the spotlight quite so much until this pandemic hit. The 79-year-old says he's gotten many real, credible death threats since the spring and that his family is often harassed. Now federal agents are assigned to his security detail. By the way, Fauci was asked about this latest criticism on CNN. He responded by saying, quote, I'll leave the politics to you guys. He has gotten support from Democrats and a couple Republicans who call him one of our country's most distinguished public servants. Six Russian intelligence officers are now charged in what's being called the most destructive series of computer attacks ever attributed to a single group. The U.S. Department of Justice announced the indictments this week, charging the Russian hackers for cyber attacks that happened between 2015 and 2019. Specifically, officials say they're responsible for attacking Ukraine's electric power grid, causing nearly $1 billion in losses at American companies, including a health system in Pennsylvania, as well as efforts to disrupt France's 2017 elections and the 2018 Winter Olympics. And that's just a few examples. The Washington Post reports these hackers are part of the same Russian intelligence agency charged over interference in the American presidential election back in 2016. An assistant attorney general released a statement saying, quote, no country has weaponized its cyber capabilities as maliciously or irresponsibly as Russia. But Russian officials dismissed the allegations as just another step to discredit Moscow. None of the accused Russian hackers are actually in custody. But the Justice Department says the indictments are still important as a way to warn the world about these ongoing efforts. President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden agreed to follow new rules at this week's debate. The big one? No interrupting. The nonpartisan panel in charge of these events is making sure that happens by muting each candidate while the other is speaking, or in other words, turning off their microphones. It's meant to prevent a repeat of the first debate 3 weeks ago, when the two candidates interrupted each other for almost the entire 90 minutes. President Trump's campaign manager is not thrilled about these new rules. He accused the commission of trying to give Joe Biden the advantage. The Biden campaign has not responded yet, but no matter what either candidate thinks of the rules, they have both agreed to take part anyway. More news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, Magic Spoon. Magic Spoon is the guilt-free adult cereal. It's high protein, low carb, and still has a great sweet and delicious taste. There are flavors like fruity and frosted that will remind you of the cereals that you used to love as a kid, but this time you don't have to worry about all the sugar. And some of my favorite flavors are from the limited time Nutty Box. It comes with honey nut and peanut butter. The peanut butter tastes like a peanut butter cookie, and honey nut tastes like a bowl of actual honey. Yet Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 net grams of carbs in each serving. It's also great for those looking for keto-friendly, gluten-free, GMO-free, soy-free, and grain-free. So get yours at magicspoon.com/newsworthy and be sure to use our promo code newsworthy at checkout to get free shipping. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their product, it's backed with a 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/newsworthy and use the code newsworthy for free shipping. Now back to the news. Air travel has reached a new pandemic-era high. TSA screened more than a million passengers on Sunday, and that's the most in one day since March 17th. There have been new efforts to make airports safer, like touch-free ID scanning and plastic barriers. So it's possible that's making people feel more comfortable to fly again. Of course, the new milestone is still way below pre-COVID numbers. For example, on the same day last year, TSA scanned 2.6 million passengers. So that's well over double what the TSA is now celebrating. And USA Today reports last weekend's bump in passengers might be short-lived, especially since COVID-19 cases are spiking across the country. AMC is now letting people rent out their own private movie theater. Yep, that means you get the entire auditorium to yourself for a personal screening. CNN reports it'll cost between $99 and $349, depending on which movie you want to see. You can invite friends as well. AMC says it'll allow groups of up to 20 people. Of course, this comes as theaters have seen a massive drop in ticket sales. So we'll see if this makes people more comfortable and willing to go to the movies. AMC is also rolling out some extras to add to the experience. For another $100, the theater will give you a microphone so you can welcome guests. It'll also let you bring in outside food for another fee. Disney Plus is putting new warning labels on some of its movies. This is for older movies that have racist and outdated stereotypes. The films now have a 12-second advisory on them that cannot be skipped. It's going up on classics like Dumbo, Peter Pan, Jungle Book, and the original Lady and the Tramp. Now, it's worth noting Disney Plus has had a shorter disclaimer for a while now that said a certain movie may contain outdated cultural norms. But the new one warns viewers the movies depict the mistreatment of people and cultures that were, quote, wrong then and wrong now. A NASA spacecraft is set to touch down on a faraway asteroid today. It'll land on Bennu, which is hundreds of millions of miles from Earth. It'll make contact for only 5 to 10 seconds, just long enough to suck up dirt and rocks and be on its way. And here's why scientists are so excited about this. Bennu could actually help tell the story of how life was formed on Earth and possibly elsewhere. The space rock was around when the solar system was forming some 4.5 billion years ago. And as the AP puts it, it's essentially a time capsule that holds some of the secrets of our past. That said, the mission to get samples from Bennu is a pretty dicey one. The unmanned, van-sized spacecraft has to land in an area that's only the size of a few parking spots. So today, precision will be key. If all goes well, the samples will soon be sent back to Earth. That'll take them about 3 years to get here. Speaking of space, the Orionid meteor shower is peaking this week. Tonight and tomorrow morning are the best times to watch. Space.com reports about 15 to 30 meteors will go streaking across the sky every hour. Experts say the meteors will be the easiest to spot between 1 a.m. and the first light of dawn. And of course, you'll get a better view if you're in an area that's super dark and cloud-free. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Trivia Tuesday, when we ask a different trivia question every week. And in honor of the World Series starting today at the MLB's newest ballpark, our trivia question is, what is the oldest active ballpark in Major League Baseball? You can answer this week's question in our quiz posted to Instagram stories, so find and follow us on Instagram at NewsworthyPod to play along. As for last week's trivia question, what is the driest continent? The answer is Antarctica. Even though it's mostly covered in ice, it's actually considered a desert. And that's because only about 2 inches of rain or snow falls on the continent on average each year. Compare that to North America, which gets about 30 inches of rain a year. It's just that Antarctica is so cold that once the snow falls, it doesn't melt. Shout out to Jesse, Robin, Reese, and everyone who played along on Instagram. All right, thanks so much for listening today. And a big thanks to those of you who have been sharing The Newsworthy with your friends, family, and coworkers. Remember, you can go to thenewsworthy.com/referral to get a unique link and share it out, and then get paid when your friends start to listen. And it's happening this month only. All right, we'll be back with more news to know tomorrow. Until then, have a great day.